Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 26, 1817, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette published a report of the House of Assembly pertaining to the minutes that related to the Busser Rebellion of April 1816. The meeting of the General Assembly had been held at Mason's Hall on Tuesday, October 6, 1816. According to the article, Mr. John Bess moved to introduce a bill to reward enslaved workers who had provided valuable assistance to the white planter class authorities during the revolt. Mr. Bess proposed to quote Manumit Jack, a slave belonging to Lord Harewood, for his good conduct in giving information of the late rebellion, end quote. He also indicated that Jackie and Kwame, enslaved workers who belonged to the Reverend Mr. Scott and his wife, along with William Webb, property of the estate of the late Robert Maltby, had exhibited good conduct during the revolt. It was therefore recommended that they too should receive their manumission and their owners should be compensated for the value of each enslaved person. The report further stated that the motion had been seconded by Mr. John Mears, allowing Mr. Bess to proceed with the bill. The publication went on to report that Mr. Mears made a contribution to the discussion by reintroducing a bill which would allow colored people to give evidence in court. Mr. Mears defended the necessity of the bill, stating, quote, "Whilst the rights of free persons of color are acknowledged in almost every other instance, and the acquisition of property is allowed them to any extent, they are deprived of the valuable, the necessary privilege of giving evidence," end quote. He further pointed to the character of the colored members of the regiment by referencing their involvement in the revolt earlier that year. Mr. Mears informed the committee how colored men had, quote, "repaired with alacrity to their alarm post and performed the most fatiguing and important duties in a zealous and highly commendable manner," end quote. He therefore opined that their behavior on that occasion should be rewarded by the legislature through the passage of the bill. Mr. Bess seconded the motion and went on to support the case put forward by his colleague, also referencing the commendable conduct of the colored soldiers during the revolt. However, the bill did not gain enough support and thus was not passed. But on this day, April 26, 1817, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette reported on the minutes of a meeting of the Legislative Committee in the aftermath of the slave revolt on April 14th of the previous year.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.